What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees. I know y'all like, welcome back. Yeah, we back, man. The logistics was crazier than we thought it would be. Measy work days, I work nights, and X work days and nights. So trying to put it all together after I shifted made it a little more tricky than we thought, man. But we was like, bro, we really got to get back to the people. So here we are, man, back at it. Got my regular cohorts with me. I think the homie Rob might pull up with his lady and kick it with us too as well. We'll see how that go. My right hand man, Measy. Measy, say what up to the people. Oh, excuse me, I do apologize. Weezy, Measy F Turnpike, man. Please say the Turnpike. My fault, bro. See how long it's been? I forgot to say. Yeah, we gotta get back in the groove of things.
Man, what's good, y'all? Man, 26 degrees. Sorry for the delay, man, but we're going to be right back swinging, man, dropping every week, man. We got the real field general, the legit field general, street general X, man. What it do?
What's up, what's up, what's up, man? Glad to be back on with the fellas, man. I know y'all miss us, man. We've been gone for a little minute, but we back. We back at it, man. Yeah. We drop that thing in some hot water and see how it come.
Don't let them know too much, man. Yeah, these cats don't know what you're talking about, though. They green. They green as hell. What is it's like these rap cats out here. Rap rats. All these little rap rats out here. I'm not going to get into all that because that's a whole different show. But, man, shame.
Nah, listen, that could be the barbershop talk right now. Like,
let's get on that. We're going to put it right there? All right, let's go.
Okay, let's get on that.
We'll talk about it quickly.
So, the generation, like, I think a lot of them are just basically accepting the fact that they could do something and rap. You know what I'm saying? And still be accepting into society like normal.
That's crazy to me. I'm cut from such a different cloth. Like, I'm from, okay, where I grew up, most of the people I hung out with was involved in some sort of crime, right? And you know what I did? None of them crimes with them people. Because I got to stand on whatever happens, whatever comes with that. So you don't want to get involved in something that you can't dedicate yourself to through the good and the bad. So when I watch this stuff now, and what's the latest little case they got going on? I wish my damn cat had quit scratching bad day. I'm sorry. the real Boston Richie, man.
I'm
like, family, what are you talking about? This is pure evidence of ratting. I don't know what you're talking about.
Paperwork and all.
Paperwork is clear as day. For those who may not know, but he was in a situation where he told on some guy that got locked up for manslaughter. And when he was like 16, he ratted on his homeboys for riding with him in a car he stole. I was like, huh? Bro, you stole it. Like, why is you telling on them? He wouldn't take the acceptance for it and all. And it's crazy because, like, they go so hard against it. I just don't know.
He didn't see it as ratting, though, which is weird to me.
Yeah, all right, bro. Because you're moving the goalposts. We keep moving the goalposts. Right. Where is it? Is the goalpost straight up and down the middle, or are we just going to keep moving it around as it's convenient? Gunner is a rat. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Full-blown rat.
YSL, all 85 of them, they are rats. I don't know what y'all talking about. You cannot go in front of that judge and cooperate and agree to do anything.
All these plea deals and stuff. Man.
All these pleas.
That's the thing that you really got. And it's hard that you have to explain it. Like, for one, if you're looking at the whole case was the judge and the DA and everybody else wanted to know, is this a game?
Right.
Is this a game? So
and their defense was no, it's a record label.
Yes, a record label. So, but guess what? Everybody taking the plea.
Yep.
You basically telling them, yeah, we're game. We just say no dangerous game. No, you're a game. they don't care if you're dangerous or not. Are you a game? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you're really a game? Oh, okay. Take the plea deal.
And Gunner was so shook. He talking about, yes, ma'am. All you got to do is say yes, bro. I was like, yo, y'all cats kill me, man. Well, how you get around and hang around street cats and you know that's not you, man. Yeah, go you somewhere.
His voice, man. I was like, yeah, man.
Just go somewhere. Don't involve yourself with them people like that, man. You not of that.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. That's the painful part, man.
That's the painful part. Just looking at it, you know what I'm saying? Because, like you say, we come from an era, man, where, you know what I'm saying? Stand on what you did. You know what I'm saying? If you was in the streets, man, you did dirt, man, you got caught, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? There ain't on nobody else. You got caught. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and take it to trial. The crazy thing is, a lot of people don't take things to trial, and they just say, man, I'm going to just take this plea or try to get a deal. You know what I'm saying? 9 out of 10, man, people don't want to take it to trial because, for one, it's money they got to spend.
Right.
It's more resources than trying to find out what's really going on. They don't be knowing. But y'all the ones telling, guess what? That's how they know. Oh, man. Oh, such and such said they did this. Oh, so we ain't got to go do no work. He told already.
Yeah. All the work we got, you just made it that much easier. So,
yeah, man,
you know, you let the cats do what they do.
But why is it so accepted? Like, why? And not saying that's okay. So let's get this. I'm finna clear the airways right now with this. People saying, oh, so why would you snitch? I'm finna explain to you the difference between being a snitch and being a citizen. You are a citizen that goes to work every day, wake up and come home. You don't have, we want you to tell. You can't to tell.
Snitch. Yeah, you ain't, yeah.
That you ain't snitching, you telling. That's your, you know what I'm saying? But once you start doing illegal stuff, and then you start telling on somebody else who's doing illegal stuff, that's snitching.
That's it.
So guess what? You doing the illegal stuff, and you got caught. So guess what? You trying to catch a deal. You don't want to get the time. So let me tell on somebody else, that's snitching.
I don't understand how it's getting all cloudy now of people like, oh, is it snitching? I'm like, bro, if you told, you told, bro. Like, what we talking about right now?
Because they don't want to accept that their little rap heroes ain't who they thought they was.
Right.
That's what it boils down to. But see, I come from an era where I looked at 92% of rappers as actors, with a little, it's, you know, 8%. That are guys that were really out there like that. Because most of the time, you could go ask in the city and you'll get the info you need. You got your haters here and there, but ultimately, if you really was that guy and active like that, people in the streets gonna say, "Oh, nah, he, everything he say, he do. That's him. He's that guy." But yeah, they don't want to admit. See, we always knew that. We've been knew, like, bro, these guys is entertaining. That's why I ain't blaming no rap music for me acting up and doing nothing stupid. You don't go crazy when you watch a movie. You see a man come through. You see Blade kill 100 vampires. I don't go out there with a trench coat and a damn, you know, sword and start stabbing weird looking people out in the streets. And so you can't put it on hip hop when people do things that they, you know, ain't got no business doing illegal activities. You gonna wild out. But
yeah, I think they get it misconstrued when they figure, oh, that's a rapper, so if the rapper can do it, I can do it. No. People think rappers are not regular people, they regular people. You know what I'm saying? They just
most of them citizens.
Yeah,
right. As you can see.
Rhyme on that's it.
You know it, man. So, some people just have a gift of rap and rhyme, man. Them jokers ain't like that. I know people from my city personally that they start doing music. I'm like, here he go. Like, come on, bro. That's not you. You was never that. And like goofies, they went and got involved afterwards. It's like, you wasn't doing none of that stuff. Why would you go choose crime now? Like, that's hustling backwards,
crazy,
bro.
Crazy. Like, yeah.
Hustling backwards.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy, man. Because I've been seeing, you know, one thing about Miami, man. Miami is the city of show and tell. You know what I'm saying? So these new cats want you to know everything they doing. They doing all the dirty. They want you to know everything. Oh yeah, I'm not here doing this and this and that. Yeah, I'm not here doing this. So they get caught. They sitting in the room telling. You see it all day.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up because I was thinking about that before and I really wanted to get into that, but I was like, I'll just skip it for now, man. But yeah, stop ratting, bro. So I guess ultimately we ended up having shop talk different. I didn't think we was gonna get it to anyway. D Rob did pull up with us. I think D Rob, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
D Rob, what's good? What's up, brother?
Yeah. Chilling, man. You know, we're trying to.
Well, got it. Bills Mafia.
Daughter just doing a whole lot right now. Oh, you already know what it is.
See you in the Super Bowl.
You already know. Hey, see you in the Super Bowl.
We the baddest thing smoking. Ain't nobody really seeing us right now. So
yeah, Shanahan. I remember one time you say I watched the game today. I'm like, man, Larry ain't lying. Shanahan, it might be best in the business,
bro. He make everybody look good.
Yeah, what he doing with Brock Purdy? That's crazy.
Come on, bro. They talking about Brock Purdy like he Tom Brady, bro.
They say he might win offensive rookie.
Yeah, I'm like, over four games? That's nuts. But hey, whatever. He on my squad, so I ain't mad. But that's still crazy. Bang, bang, 49 a game for those who may not know. I think I reckon well enough.
Yeah.
Oh, here go D-Rob with that string of cans. Oh, shit.
Well, hey, you see
the
Cowboys in the playoffs.
Ah, man, look.
We'll see y'all boys next week.
Saying, who would be the? Yeah, we see y'all next week.
I would say, who would be the offensive rookie of the year if they had a choice?
That, I saw the finalists. The list wasn't great.
Kenneth Walker, it was a horrible
offensive.
Yeah, it was like Kenneth Walker, who I think Kenneth Walker do got like 9 touchdowns. He's been a little banged up, though. I think he got like 700 yards, something like that.
No, they got like 9. Last time I checked, they had like 970.
Yeah.
Okay. So just shy of a grand. He might have a grand now. And I know he did have a few games.
They got to probably get to him then. They got to probably get to him.
It was Purdy, Kenneth Walker, and I don't even remember the other, like,
two. Yeah, it was horrible.
Like I said, it's kind of a quiet year for rookies.
I know they was talking about it at one point. They were talking about the tackle for Dallas, and I was like, man, they finna give a rookie of the year for offense.
They should. I'm sure. Sometimes that probably is the best guy. Shit, when you think about it.
But come on, man. You know that's a glamorous.
Right, glamour. All of them are.
Yeah.
MVP, all that stuff. They always got like now. I remember when MVP could be a running back. Shit, that tough titty now, boy. You got to be like LT now. Like, you got to be LaDainian Thomas. And now you got to get, you got to come in with like 36 touchdowns at running back.
Yeah. That's the only way you're going to get it. Yards.
Yeah.
Like your boy, like the boy on your team, Metcalf, if Metcalf play a full season and he does something, like they give him that easy.
Oh, McCaffrey. Yeah.
McCaffrey.
Yeah, if he, if he stay healthy. Anyway, get out of there. But good luck to all the rest of y'all bum ass teams that ain't in the playoffs. do better. We the number 2 seed. D-Rob, what y'all is number 2?
You got to come see us.
Yeah. And Measy, y'all scratched and clawed y'all when you're in that bum ass division.
With a losing record, I know, right? Hey, we in though.
Hey, y'all just lost. Yeah, but I say y'all just lost, didn't you, to the Falcons?
Lost
right?
Like 30-17 today.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we set the starters though after like halftime.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, we getting up out of here. Yeah, it ain't worth it. You already got what your position is locked. So
it's crazy though. We gonna host the Cowboys party next week.
Yep.
Yeah, the way they play today, I'm like, yeah, that's a win. That's a dub for us.
Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. Chill out, man.
Y'all are the hosts. Y'all the hosts for sure.
Yeah, they hosts. That's good. You know,
you saying a dub. You talking about ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, that's a dub. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, I feel you. We ain't going to lose nobody, so.
Hey, sounds good.
Well, we don't face y'all unless it's the Super Bowl. And y'all still got that cheese monkey on your back, so you wait. You wait your turn, too. No, you got to be petty.
But if we make it to the AFC Championship, don't forget it's going to be neutral site this year. It ain't going to be in Kansas City because we smacked them in the regular season already.
Hey, y'all know what I heard? Like
Patty, something different though.
I heard yesterday Mahomes never played a road playoff game. Ain't that crazy?
Because he's been nice. Right. Because he's been nice since they gave him the rock. He made sure he had to go the road.
If he faced
neutral site though, so that'd be that'd be interesting.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
They talking about Atlanta, Indianapolis, and Detroit. I think. I wish they would bring that thing to Atlanta.
Nobody trying to go no damn Detroit. I go to Atlanta, watch that game. Ain't nobody trying to go no damn Detroit. Anyways, let's get into some Canes talk. That was fun. Kick off all this. It's playoff time. So, that is funny that all four of our teams here are in the mix.
Yeah.
Usually somebody getting dolled out. Usually there's somebody way in the rear view with no hopes. But my team, I say this, and then we get into the Canes talk. We best team in the league. But that window closing, bro. We got to win it this year. I honestly think. Otherwise, it's going to start disintegrating.
Yeah, Tannehill got to get that monkey off his back, man.
Well, that, and then you start worrying about contracts.
Right.
Only team I really think out there that can see is probably is the Bills like that, to be honest with you, being 100. Now, that's just the other team I think real solid out there. But, yeah, man, let's see what's going on in the Canes world, man. It's been a long time. Shoot. Well, we can't catch y'all up on everything. Y'all got the internet.
What's stopping in the Canes world? It's the offseason, man. So you know what they say.
Yeah.
Y'all offseason chance. Well, guess what? If y'all gonna call us that, we'll take it.
We'll take it. What's your chance? That's what I tell them. That was it. And what is your championship?
We'll take it.
We have offseason. What do you have? You have absolutely nothing. And you know, like I tell the people, they say, "Yo, we seen this before." No, you have not. You have not seen this movie before. No, you have not, because the University of Miami has never spent money. So you a damn lie. You've never seen this movie. You've seen the bootleg version of this movie. That's what you've seen. You've seen the Revengers, and this now with the Avengers. It's a little bit different now. You saw the knockoff version made in the Congo. This is different. The money's different. The recruiting class is different. It's just not what you're used to. But if I was you, I would say that too, man. Because I know you're nervous. I know you're nervous. Like, I don't know, man. And that's what us coming off a losing season.
Five and seven, man. Everybody still
they nervous
talking about the hurricanes. The hurricanes. The hurricanes. This. The hurricanes. That. No way, when them teams up the road was below 500, we didn't care nothing about what they had going on
at all.
We were trying to get towards the other schools, man. But you know, we still the topic. You know what I'm saying? To talk about,
man, we still big dog. They tried to
big dogs, big dogs,
still big dog. Y'all ain't won a title since 1920. And you still ain't caught up. Like, so you keep giving me this tired ass, old ass joke. And you still haven't closed the gap.
Still ain't closed the gap. Y'all still up two.
Man.
Still up crazy.
Right.
Still up
what
two.
What are you talking about?
The series versus FSU, man. And UF. We up.
Man, we up every way you could be. We up in the NFL. We your Hall of Famers. You're not. You still two. Little bro. That's just the truth.
About to
you are still little bro.
I mean, this year. About to
yeah, come on. It's different. Y'all say, yeah, they drying up. Well, yours ain't never got there. So you can't talk that talk. You don't have the Hall of Famers that Miami has. That's just true. No disrespect to the Hall of Famers from Florida or FSU, because I respect anybody that perfect their craft to that level and get to that type of place. But the bottom line is you still ain't like your numbers ain't matching, man.
Outside of the greatest player ever, prime. Neither one of those teams have anybody to match the caliber of what UM have. That's just being honest.
That's just the honest to God truth.
That's just the honest truth. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody
talks about the greats from Florida State like that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody.
Because they fizzled out at the college level.
Yeah.
And that's what that's where it's so stupid that they keep having the whole best college team ever debate. The reason that it's not very debatable at all is because, sure, these guys all did things. LSU a few years ago had record numbers. Alabama, obviously. You know, they go back to the old Nebraska team, Texas. The difference is they did what they had to do at the college level, right? And they were champions and dominant champions, right? The only way you can start to measure after that then is the talent level that continued to ascend. That's why the 0-1 team is considered the greatest. It's just you. What else can you judge it from after that? All of them were undefeated and big-time champs, all that. You can't grade it any other way. So until these programs, let's say the LSU program from a few years ago, well, Joe Burrow got to make it to the Hall. Chase, all them boys, they got to make it to the Hall.
Jefferson.
Yeah, that's when they will start to make that true comparison. That's why we, our heads and shoulders, still considered the best. We didn't even dominate every single game that year. And still LSU, considered the very best.
Yeah, but even if Joe Burrow do make it to the Hall, I still say UM is the better team because of all of, like, the first rounders and the team as a whole. You had, like, almost half the team in the NFL.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. No, Joe is just one. Chase got to make it. What's my boy be acting up for
Jefferson,
for the Vikings? Jefferson. Oh, yeah, it's got to be a lot of them. That's what I'm saying. That's
why. Because people
always go, well, you know, how come, like, that's always the default answer is 0-1? Because they went on to continue to be great.
That LSU defense wasn't even good for real. They was just
right. You can't name a guy off that defense.
There you go, Measy.
Name one guy off that defense.
Here go my. This is what I say every time. They be like, oh, well, it can't be 0-1. Y'all played close to Virginia Tech and Boston College. I say, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, but look, we're not even going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about college. We're going to talk about how dominant that team was. Everybody watched that Boston College game knew, like, Miami just wasn't playing. They didn't even care. They kicked it on when they had time to kick it on. Mm-hmm. The same with Vitek. And then to go on to win 34 consecutive games in a row.
That's when they quit playing.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, what
Sean Taylor was a backup, about? Dog. Come on, it's not
an argument. That's why I was going to mention that earlier, man. You got Sean T and them boys back up. Antro Rose was back up.
Vince Wilfred was a backup. Yeah. Kellen Winslow was a backup. Antro Rose was a backup.
These are all guys that, at the very least, everybody.
He's an all-pro, NFL all-pro.
All pros, at the very least. Sean Taylor did, unfortunately, obviously, his life was cut short.
Hall of Fame.
Sean Taylor's not a Hall of Famer? Get out of here. If his life not cut short, get out of here. So that's
the crazy part is, they were saying that Sean Taylor was probably going to be better than Ed in the NFL.
Possibly. I got Ed higher. But I mean, who knows? I mean, you because Sean was such a physical freak.
Sean was a ball hawk too, though.
Sean was like the first, like, true physical freak because he did stuff you weren't supposed to be able to do.
As a safety,
his speed, right. As a safety, and at that size, this is a big guy. You're talking about a 6'2" guy over 220 something, but his speed. Yep. Was amazing. His clothes
and his strength. Taking back to the crib too.
Right. His ball hawk on top of that. Mm-hmm. And he was powerful. You're talking about a dude that clean clocks for a living. This is what he do. He knocked people out. Like Lawrence Taylor, but he's in the secondary. Like, this is who this guy is. Like, you're talking about. I mean, it's amazing. But yeah, like. Anyways, that puts all that to rest. But right now, current time, so what we're dealing with today, I won't hang too much on the glory days. The glory days are ahead of us as well, is all I truly believe. Right now, I guess the most popping thing, man, is the off season. Everybody clearly knows we ended up wrapping up with the number 4 class right now.
Yeah, number four. Let's gotta say this: number 4 high school class, because actually, they got this little scenario where they some teams only claim in the portal. They say they don't care about high school.
You know,
yeah,
one team that
I feel him. Yeah, that same team is going crazy about somebody coming back who played 7 snaps the whole damn season. Who was graded out as an undrafted free agent, brother. Y'all listen, he ain't coming back for the love of the game. Coming back because he ain't finna wasn't about to get a guaranteed job. He's trying to help himself get a job. Get out of here. He dropped the edit too, cornball. I ain't with that. Like, yeah.
Anyway. No, he ain't getting no Senior Bowl invite. He ain't getting no none of that.
He ain't play football, man. That's what I kept telling these people. I say he hasn't played football. I'm not saying he's not good, but the GOAT told me your greatest ability is availability. If you are not available to me, your ability is nothing. I don't care. You could be the fastest man on the planet, but you're not lending me your speed. So what the hell do I care? But we crushed the competition, as I said we would the minute Mario got in the building. They don't want to see us. They try to make excuses. Ruiz is paying for everyone. This is my favorite one. Ruiz is overpaying.
Right. They don't
want to
be Canes. They just
cut
for the money.
That's cute. Let me tell you something, man. You don't have the money to speak on overpaying somebody. Who are you? You barely pay allowance to your children. You are not going to sit here and tell a man worth alleged billions. I don't know that he's not, but I do know this. Life wallet checks clear every 2 weeks. That's what I know. That's what I can tell you for that. That's what's going down. Every 2 weeks, these guys get a check from Life Wallet. That I know. So when you don't have the money to match, you say I overpaid. Well, brother, that money didn't hurt me. It didn't hurt me. And I'm telling everybody right now, if Lang was a billionaire and had the ability to play fantasy football with his real life team, the Miami Hurricanes, I'm paying for everything I want on my team. And you don't like it, boo-hoo. Bitch, get your money up. I mean, that's just life. Like, that's the funniest thing I hear from the right. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Whole bags is being dropped. They can't legally drop these bags. The ones you keep talking about, it's a money thing. Y'all, listen, this is an ex. You could probably back me up or refute me, and I'd love to hear either side. Y'all got to stop with these $12 million contracts, man. Come on, man. Stop lying.
Where the numbers even coming from, though?
Bruh, because they make them up. They make them up. And
that's crazy.
One must remember, these contracts, yeah, they can't be paid for play. But they can have clauses in them where you would have to remain with said team. So the whole, they're getting the bag and running off. That's cap too. Because ain't nobody so stupid in the transfer portal era that they're going to give a kid some guaranteed deal for $8 million. And then he take my $8 million and go play for Texas. Come on, man. You can't get that rich being that dumb. Come on.
That ain't happening.
Really?
That ain't happening.
That's never happening.
That's crazy.
It doesn't make sense. This is just what they say. Yeah, I'm gonna give him
a coach. A coach ain't making $12 million. You think I'm gonna pay a player $12 million?
What? And then make it where he can run off of my 12, and don't even play for my team.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Come on, man. Y'all don't really believe that. Y'all don't really. Believe that.
And the way Life Wallet is doing it, it's a year to year thing. It ain't no you're getting paid one payment for 4 years. No, it's a year-to-year thing. So.
And you're an employee that gets paid every 2 weeks. Yeah, they do not get, if they deal is for $10 million, which ain't nobody got a $10 million deal, but let's say that, right? They don't get $10 million. They get a check every 2 weeks. Check, So guess what happens? If you're no longer my employee because I've severed the contract because you went to a different team, because I put that in there, I don't cut the check no more. and it's totally legal, and it makes all the sense in the world. So if you may have been a misguided Canes fan, do not be. Them people lying. It's cap. It doesn't even make any logical sense. We haven't overpaid for a single player because there is no market set, number one. And number two, the beautiful thing about being Canes fans is we ain't got to give a red cent to get our players. Y'all do. Y'all do.
You go to your collector. You said in the chat earlier on the day.
They mad.
I'm always so mad that we don't got to pay for none of. We don't got to spend all our money.
You know, y'all know I do the roll up. So I deal with. I'm in a roll up group chat. I deal with them Noles and them Gators, right? They be just, man, they so hurt, man. I say, man, get your $5 and shut up. We don't pay for hours. I'm sorry.
Hey, you see, you find it funny that the Gator booster, when they got Rashad, like right before they got Rashad, he was tweeting and everything. Yeah. Else, he ain't heard from him.
Dropping his nuts, right? When he got Rashad, right?
Then he
gets drunk, goes on a space, and says,
that was crazy, bro.
And said, John, he said, John Ruiz is a bitch. What you mean, he's richer than you? He said, I heard that man say, he's overpaying. No. You can't match him. That's what that is. It's not overpaying. It's you can't match it. You ever seen an auction? You've seen an auction, right? I want that particular piece of art. I'm going to pay for it. And if you can't match me, you out. I didn't overpay. The price is the price. The price keeps going up as we go back and forth. You ain't got the money? Sorry. Yeah, man. Careful, man. Don't get drunk. They be messing with that man. Listen, they be messing with that man. That billionaire, millionaire. He might be a thousandaire. I don't know, bro. I don't know man money. But I do know this. The checks are clearing. He got time. People are like, man, I'll be no billionaire on Twitter. Why not? I'm rich. I got time.
That man can do whatever he wants.
I'm making money in my sleep right now. I can go lay down right now.
That's the crazy thing. The people who ain't got the money telling you what to
telling him what to do.
Yeah, ain't gonna tell this man what to do. This man,
bro, that's why I tweeted that out, and that tweet actually got a lot of traction too. I say you a thousandaire, and I can't tell you to do with your money, but you gonna tell a billionaire what to do with his.
You gonna tell a billionaire, but you check the check.
You check the check, and I can't tell you, hey man, put your money up and save because you know you're really blowing your money. You're spending, you're overpaying for drinks at the bar. I can't even tell you that, but you're gonna tell somebody worth more than you and everybody in your family spending too much money
combined.
Y'all that's man, crazy. Y'all big man, that's y'all big crazy. Man, man. And
the crazy
you know
thing
what?
Is. Crazy thing is, okay, so NIL comes. Everybody knew, UM just couldn't spend money on players even under the table because we would get caught.
Right.
So
they gonna tell them.
Nobody complained about the hundreds to $200s and $1,000 bags that y'all literally was dropping off the players. Nobody complained about that. Mm-mm. Now all of a sudden, UM is doing it. Well, they employing these kids. Say, I'm finna employ you. Not UM. Life Wallet. They employing these kids.
The players.
They're employing them. It's wrong. Oh, they overpaying them, and it's wrong. Like, why? Why is it wrong? And why are they overpaying?
Knowing damn well, if it was them, there'd be none of that energy would be around. You ain't going. Hey man, let me call with my man name that paid for Rashada. His name is. Hugh. You ain't calling Hugh and say, hey, Hugh, man, be honest with you, man. He's spending too much money on these kids, man. That kid ain't worth that, man. That you would be shutting the fuck up and jumping for joy, man. Speaking of, you know, it talks about Daryl Jackson possibly staying on with Miami. The talk was that he really enjoyed it there. He really kind of didn't want to leave. Now they're saying, the haters are saying that he was lying about his mama.
Some more lies they got going on.
And I'm like, listen, man, I don't want to say that about that young man. That's a lie.
So they had a quote from her. They had a quote from her.
Yeah, I saw the quote. And she said he wanted to stay.
Let's not be that. we're not gonna call his name, but let's not be that no fan who got checked. let's not get checked.
Right.
Cause we don't know the boy's situation.
You don't know these people's situation, man. And I warn anybody against that. Like, take your time and step away and go, to be honest, you don't know. You really don't know.
You had a goof talking about, oh, Mario didn't sign a waiver, man. That's BS. Like, what?
Where are you even coming from?
Mario don't even, he has no power to sign no waiver.
That's dumb. The NCAA is the one who gives the waivers. How is it Mario? Listen.
These people, everybody want to be the guy. That's the problem. And that's why. They hate on the real street general, because you have actual some access and some information. Everybody wants to be that, and I tell people that. And when I listen, and it's so funny, I do roll up and they be like, CJ real plugged in, Silk real plugged in. I ain't plugged in. Y'all be sitting around bragging about people telling you stuff directly, so you know what I don't know, but. I'm coming in simply as a fan, and I get a little information here and there, but I don't get all of that stuff. Bottom line is, even when you do know, situations change. That's why y'all roll up to go see Kamani McLean sign with the Gators, and whoops. He did not pull your hat out. So, I say all that to just be like, mind your business a little bit more. It's really not for you to be in the middle of all that stuff, but that is a little scenario that's currently going on. To be honest with you,
we good with that, man. Jackson know where he's supposed to be, man. I think everything is already in play.
Yeah, I think he's coming. My theory. I'll say this is because that goes back to what I was just saying. My theory, and again, it's not a fact, because I definitely didn't want to call this young man a liar about his mother being sick. I know how my mother is. My mother would tell me, well, son, if you're happy there, just stay there. Come see me when you can. You're not a doctor. I know that's what my mother would tell me. She would want me to chase what I'm happy with and enjoying it, and things is cool. So that's my theory. That initially he was like, I gotta get closer to moms, but maybe he talked to moms and she told him, son, if this is what you want, live your life, chase your dream. I can't tell you necessarily you need to be right here next to me. Because the first thing my mom gonna tell me is, I ain't no doctor.
Right, what can you at the end of the day?
I can't actually do anything. I can FaceTime, and I can be more supportive. That's good. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do these things, but I know the attitude of my mother, that's how she would be. So that could be his situation. Personally, I think he comes back. And that's just my theory on what happened. That Daryl Jackson will be back with us, which is a tremendous game for us. Played a lot of snaps. We don't really, under Steele, like you say, he don't really have quote unquote starters. But he usually lines up early and plays, probably the lion's share of snaps in a defense where we try to keep fresh bodies out there. So I'm going to go ahead and count him back in the fold. I'm excited about that. By the time y'all hear this, he's going to be back in the fold. D-Rod, how you feel about the return, Daryl Jackson?
I love it. Hold on. Make sure. So he didn't turn around halfway through the trip and go back to FSU? That's another one. That's what the that was Florida State reporter said. But anyway,
yeah, he just burning gas. He just on the highway, just back and forth. Hey, you know what? North south, north south, north south. Yeah.
But I'm ecstatic. Like I said, when he left, I was like, hey, best of luck to him. He got to do what's best for his family. But now that he's back, hey, welcome with open arms. Defensive line intact. We got a transfer. Transfer guy coming in, possibly looking at Rogers. Hopefully we get the other guy to come in. So I think we good, man. The trenches are getting fixed. That's all that matters.
Getting fixed, man.
Yeah, that's what it all starts. Oh, the theory that they're going to tell you too, when he does officially announce, as we record, and I don't know if he has yet. I just, like I said, that's just where I'm at with it. They're going to tell you it was about snaps. But that's why I just made the point I did a second ago. He came from a defense that rotated the D-line a lot. And so being the starter wouldn't have really mattered unless, you know, he was going to go to Florida State and get buried. You can't get buried behind. You can't get buried behind Fabo. Fabo don't play. I'm sorry. I hate to keep beating this horse. It is obliterated. He doesn't play. So that can't be the fear. So that's cap again. Oh, he's going to be the third. What's wrong with being the third?
I saw that somebody say he would have been a fourth at best, D tackle on the
well, if you got a good roster, your fourth is going to play a lot anyways. Because again, like I said, you want to keep the trenches fresh. You want to be able to just rotate that D line so they can attack. And again, that's cap.
And the simple fact that they basing their starting lineup off a guy coming from Western Michigan. Not saying he's not good, because I never seen him play.
Yeah, Verse is good. We'll give him that.
I'm not going to jump for joy from a guy coming from Western Michigan as if he's finna be all world. You know what I'm saying? It's different football from ACC, and I don't even know what conference Western Michigan is. So don't say Darryl Jackson going to be fourth string. How? You don't know. You don't even know if this guy going to come and start. He might be a bum.
Yeah, and you got to remember, he's got another year mature. He's a young dude too. You're not talking about one of these older guys. So he had a lot of reps playing ACC football, in a good strength and conditioning program, as far as like putting on some good weight, good nutrition. So he's only maturing more and more. So
yeah, and playing
you definitely can't say he couldn't have went in the camp and took a spot. You don't know that. Yeah. He's not a 23-year-old guy.
Played in Big Ten too, you know what I'm saying? So he got right. He got reps where he could play in the conference.
Played against,
Power 5 football.
Right. When you in the Big Ten, you playing against some great offensive lines, right?
Some big hogs up there, you know. So
big old boys, cornbread fed cats, right? So you playing that, and then you come to the ACC and you play some pretty stout competition over there. Not as good as the Big Ten typically in the O-line department. But again, this is P5 football. And this is a young man. So y'all lying, it do hurt. Stop the cap. I didn't, you know, this ain't Connor Lou. I remember when people tried to tell me I was hurt because Connor Lou didn't come. I said, yo, he wanted to be a pilot, bro. That's it. Like, that's it. And this is a center, dog. I'm never going crazy about no center. Every position counts and is important. And speaking of centers, we did get. We got a guy out of the portal.
Matt Lee
from UCF. He was a coveted guy coming out of the portal. He had some good opportunities. I know Oklahoma was on the table. I think he visited Oklahoma right before us. He played at UCF. His PFF grades are great. I don't have them right in front of me, but, you know.
Yeah, he didn't give up a sack at all last year.
He graded out of 91. Yeah. 91.
Didn't give up a sack. Had a good run blocking grade.
Yeah, he was the third best grade-wise by PFF. He was the third best center in the nation last year.
Right, so awesome pickup. He's a junior. We have 2 years left, depending on, you know, how it goes for him.
He only had 1 year next year.
Yeah, no, he got two. You have okay. to.
Yeah, I was about to say, because unless he redshirted before, and then you got to remember we had COVID, which didn't count against you. So, right. He's probably coming in to be a one-and-done guy, kind of like Cohen, Javian Cohen from Bama. That's probably the mission. And, you know, personally, I hope that works out, because that means we're going to have a hell of a year if Cohen and Lee play one-and-done. That means the Canes are going to have one hell of a year if those guys come in and do that type of quick flip. Usually with guys like that, that's probably the plan. He was already graded out well, but they want to see him against some better competition. Typically is kind of how that situation plays out. So
yeah.
A welcome addition. I thought our center position was okay, but we did have some injuries there. So I love what Mario's doing. Adding competition. You know, bringing some more senior leadership there. Ja'Kai Clark is a guy I like. I still think he can play the center position.
Yeah. No, man. I watched.
You don't like Ja'Kai? I like Ja'Kai.
Remember, I was a huge Kai fan, man. But yeah, after watching some games this year, man, I was like, yeah, he just ain't.
He's not it.
No, I don't know. Maybe not for what the offense and what Mario and Gattis wants to do. He's not it. You know what I'm saying? If it's a more finesse system, well, he could probably be it. But in our offense, what we're running with our offensive coordinator, he's not it. He's not it. You got to have somebody who's able to power their way, get to the second level. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Well, guess what? You're right, man. It don't matter no way because he ain't it no more.
I'm probably tripping on Ja'Kai.
You know what? You're right. I think what is going on is I'm probably suffering from a little nostalgia. I definitely was high on Ja'Kai Clark from his film out of high school. He a Georgia kid, too. You know, me being from Georgia. I probably pulled for him a little more, but they ain't went to try to get no center for nothing. And we got a great one, at least on paper. So Mario doing his job again at just making his team better, showing up that line, showing up the trenches. What else we got going on portal action-wise? Anything else I'm forgetting right now?
Well, we got the cornerback from UCF. He was ranked as a four-star transfer.
Talk about Brown.
Oh, Brown. Yeah. Amari brother. Yeah.
We got Brown. We got him. You got the Thomas Gore guy from Georgia.
From Georgia State. Yeah.
He's gonna be interesting.
I caught him because he's knee tackle. But
he's right. Exactly. But you know, I tell people all the time, go look up Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald is listed at 6'1".
It's a good
piece. I don't know. Again, like I said, Aaron Donald is listed at 6'1". The best defensive player in the NFL probably for the last 5 years. So, you know, you never know. And that's why I brought up in a group chat about the Twitter group chat that we're all in. I was like, what if Reuben Bain is the next Aaron Donald, or at least because he's super productive. But Reuben Bain ain't supposed to be doing what he's doing. He's 6'2", about 250. But he goes crazy out there. His numbers at the high school level, you got to just respect. It just is what it is. When you look at Aaron Donald in the NFL now, he's listed at 6'1". I think he's listed just shy of 300. Something about 280-ish is what I want to say, 289, somewhere up in there. Still pretty heavy. He's an avid weightlifter. That's how he got to be, you know, stout like that. But, yeah, that Thomas Gore guy might. You know, he's been very productive at Georgia State. So, you know, we got to take a wait and see. Yeah, will it translate over? I'm with you, X. Like, the minute I'm looking at 6'2", I'm like, oof. A little short for any position on D-line, right? Like,
but I think that I think he's probably gonna be more of like the pad, you know, like pass situations. I don't think he's not a run stopper. You know, I think I think when it's come like for passing downs, I think he's probably gonna be the one that's gonna get in there. That's just me.
I can see that to have a bit more of a speed package type look.
Yep.
With
depth issues, because we just, you know, we definitely needed bodies at defensive tackle regardless.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Definitely needed bodies, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm with you. I'm skeptical, but I'm trying to put, you know, silver lining around that thing. Yeah. I'm like, all right, maybe like he's just going to be.
When he came here, man, when I was on the show the other day, I was like, man, look, I'm on a wait and see. Don't ask me nothing because I don't know.
Yeah, he could be amazing or.
But I'm on a wait and see, you know what I'm saying? But we need the bodies regardless.
Sometimes guys are just football players. I'm drawing a blank on my man name right now. But he plays for Minnesota Vikings.
Oh,
no,
I thought you were talking about Trent Harris for us.
Trent. Trent, you know, shout out Trent.
Mesidor
is about what, 6'2", right?
Yeah, but he played inside when he was at West Virginia.
West Virginia.
But for us, yeah, he played a little of both, though.
Yeah, but yeah. But
and he's listed at what, like about 290?
Yeah, about 280, 290, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so saying you can get some really good production out of not necessarily the most stereotypical guys as far as physique. This guy I'm thinking of right now, I'm pretty sure he's Hall of Famer. Played for the Vikings.
John Randall.
John Randall. Thank you, bro. Very undersized. Played inside, Hall of Fame. So, you know, you never know. You may end up with a jewel or two, is what I'm saying. We'll see. We hope they all jewels. At the end of the day, like you said, we needed to put some more bodies in that room. So,
yeah.
Good.
Then you got the linebacker, Francisco
Marigoa.
I like him.
At linebacker, he'll be a mic backer once he come in. Well, I think not once. He'll be here next week, actually. So he'll be a mic backer for us.
Smart.
I like
some experience. Older guy. Good frame. He's still on paper. And has some decent speed. Plus, what I like about him as well is he came in as a quarterback. You're dealing with a guy that understands both sides of the football very well, especially when you're talking about that was quarterback, right? Yeah. So he comes in to Washington State as a quarterback. So, I mean, he really has a grasp of offenses. You have to. And then, his physical play didn't match up well enough to play quarterback, but he had the in between the ears and the physical frame. Flips the defense. So, good get for us as well there. We had a couple of subtractions as well. My guy, Gil. Gil was my favorite player that I never got to see play as much as I wanted to. I was really excited coming into this year because of the spring game. Gil was going crazy in the spring game. Now, we had a few injuries, but still, he was mostly playing like down in the box, like linebacker, which is where I really think Gil should be. I think he should have been focused on being about a 215 linebacker, 215 to 220. I think he just could be an anomaly in that way, like a when my man played for the Bucks, played for the Buccaneers, and he played for Nebraska, from South Florida, too.
Oh, we're talking about Levante David?
There you go. I think Gil had that kind of potential. I do. I really do.
Me personally, man, I ain't going to lie. If Gil's a safety, Gil could be one of those. He's a safety. I felt like if they put Gil at safety and just let him be a safety where he could come up in the box, he could go out there and cover in the slot. Or cover the running back, or cover the tight end. Gil would have been a great safety. When Gil got to UM, he just got so, not saying he was confused, but they just got him so confused. Well, they don't really know where they want
to
put him.
Nobody ever could figure out exactly what to do with him.
It's like they just didn't know. Gil is a natural safety. Now, in Louisville's scheme, Louisville probably going to have him as a safety where he could come in the box and play in the box because, you know, Louisville plays that, like, 3-3-5 type defense. Yep. So he's going to perform excellent because that's what he does. Gil is a player. He's a football player. You know, that's the one thing
and I one didn't of my like.
That's the one thing I didn't like. The staff, this current staff didn't allow him to just be a football player. That's the one thing I didn't like about him.
Another thing I loved about him was Gil had that dog in him to where he was the only one I would see upset, and he ain't even playing. He's not upset because he ain't getting the snaps. He's upset because we losing, and this shit ain't cool with me. I just wanted that presence there more and more. But you know, he again. The previous staff had issues trying to figure out his role. So, of course, the new staff is because they don't even know him. They didn't recruit him. They know there's something there. But, again, they're going to be even more confused because they're not – the relationship wasn't there. There wasn't a guy they recruited and evaluated, right? So But he ended up in Louisville. Best of luck to Gil. Gil's one of my favorites in the modern day era of just attitude wise. I'm a big proponent of people having a certain attitude when it comes to lacing them up and having passion about the game and having passion about your team. Another guy that I kind of thought the departure might have been a tad bit early, but I respect it because, again, he didn't come from the staff. Isaiah Dunson, he has landed over at Baylor. He was a guy that I believe was originally committed to FSU. We were able to flip that commitment. I thought he had some pretty decent snaps in his limited opportunities, and I was kind of hoping he would hang around. But he decided, you know, to take his talents on out to Texas. Best of luck to bro. Anything else portal wise?
I just know all the names in there. Outside of Darryl Jackson, was names who we already knew. You know, if anybody been following Footballville, Caneville, you know, we came out with lists already of the names and everybody on the list. Mm-hmm. Everybody who hit the portal was on the list. Again,
ain't much left.
Not going to say that Mario pushed the guys out, but, you know, Mario talked to the guys and, you know, expressed, you know, maybe it's a better situation somewhere else. For you know what I'm saying? Because we want to do things this way. You know, and we don't want you to go through another year where you're unhappy. You know what I'm saying? So it's things like that. You know, everybody get the purge. Okay, yeah, we get it. You know what I'm saying? It sounds good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But to these kids, it sounds like y'all just kicking them to the curb. No, that's not what they're doing. They just say, man, it's best for you to do what you got to do for yourself.
And that's very normal, right? That's everywhere. Like, if you look over in Alopecia County, whatever it is, and whenever you bring in a new coach, that's going to be that. Because the new coach has a new vision. So everybody doesn't fit it. Doesn't mean you're not talented. It doesn't. Do most transfers probably, you know, maybe kind of cap out at the college level? Yeah, but that's most people cap out at the college level. That's just what it is. Most people don't go pro. The funnel gets smaller and smaller the higher you go up. You know, when you're dealing with that, that's just the natural order of things. And there are, you know, like you said, Mario may speak to him candidly and just say, hey, your opportunity may just be a little bit better. Perfect example could be a guy like Rooster. I don't think Mario, you know, had that talk with him. I think Rooster thought the offense that Lashley was running was a little more conducive to what his skill sets were. So I think that's why he ultimately ended up doing what he did. Some people, you know, were like, oh, he was mad. Because he did get emotional and jump in the portal after his snaps got reduced, after he went out and fumbled every single game. But I do think he actually did get a bit of turnaround with attitude. Because it's kind of hard not to, right? Like, how the hell you going to have an attitude that I bench you when I go, son, look, like we played four games. You fumbled four times. I don't know if you think that's okay, but it ain't. You know, you look at these transfer situations and you see some are a result of better scheme fit, especially when you're talking about new regimes coming in. And some is the result of just lack of talent to play as far as this new, you know, staff is concerned, Like, hey, we're here, and I'll be honest with you, you ain't Miami Hurricanes caliber. It is what it is. It doesn't mean you can't play college football. It just means you're probably not going to play here. But sometimes it works the other way. You know, Malik Rozier said, Mark Richt told him, you ain't never going to play quarterback for me. He told him, and I'm starting, winning a decent amount of games. So never know. What else we got, man?
The end of the street.
There you go. Yeah, the end of the street.
The end of the
street. You never know.
Yeah. You say, what else we got? We got might be tomorrow. Tomorrow we might have an announcement. We might not have an announcement.
And when you say tomorrow, today is it's Sunday.
Oh, my bad. Okay, so January 9th, we might have an announcement from one of the top wide receiver targets in the portal. Dante Thornton. He announces tomorrow between UM and Tennessee. I was hearing
Tennessee. I got Tennessee there.
I was hearing Tennessee all alone, man, until like around 7 o'clock. Around like 6 o'clock, I got a phone call saying, hey, boy, that thing might be up in the air, 50-50 right now. Miami's trying to really make a late push to get him. So, as of now, I'm still looking at Tennessee, but tomorrow morning, I might, you know what I'm saying, I might jump up and say, boy, I'm feeling good.
All right.
Just put the Santa Claus gift up. That's all. We know what it is.
No doubt.
Trust me, my phone gonna be next to my head when I go to sleep. My phone will be next to me because they gonna call me early in the morning. Like,
no doubt. Let's see. A couple quick hitters and we'll get up out of here, man. Had the All-American game. You had the Under Armour game, and you had the I still don't know who sponsors
it.
American Bowl. It's just the All American Bowl now.
It's All American Bowl. Yeah, I don't know who the headline sponsor is, but we were well represented in both of those games. A lot of players. I won't give you every name on the list, but I will say those guys did their thing. Shout out Ruben Bain. He was dominant at the Under Armour camp. And then the All-American game that they play in Texas, Nathaniel Joseph showed out. Samson Okunlola.
He definitely showed up.
He's a guy that everybody's like, he's one of them.
Mark Fletcher.
Yeah, Mark Fletcher did his thing. So, you know, well-represented in general. Nicholas Harbor is a name that we've been, you know, attached to for a while. He played in the All-American game.
The Under Armour one, yeah.
Yeah, the Under Armour one. He mentioned trying to make a visit to Miami, but the date doesn't work on paper. So I don't know what kind of traction we have there. That kid, I mean, the thing is, I honestly thought we'd been out of this one. Then I hear, no, it's not really over with us. And then, you know, I hear, oh, okay, he's going to visit, but the visit dates don't work because he can't visit on those dates because he does all this track stuff. So he honestly would have to just commit based on what he believes is going on, the recruiting class, and just faith in the staff. That's probably if we can land that kid. He's a freak athlete. Love to get him in the fold. I don't know where he ends up, honestly. He's an interesting one. But he did his, you know, at once he was like a DN. Latest talks is he'll probably be a tight end. Not even wide receiver's been mentioned because he's so fast. This guy's 6'5", 6'6", about 220-ish, I think, right now. He's just a freak athlete. So if he doesn't put another pound on, you know, he can be a Calvin Johnson. So, you know, we'll see how that particular situation pans out. I don't have us in the driver's seat on that one at all, but I really don't have anyone in the driver's seat.
If the visit happens,
then I love us. Right. Yeah. Outside, but I don't know if the visit can happen.
Yeah, I don't think it happens.
Just from timing, yeah.
I'm looking at South Carolina for that one. South Carolina probably going.
That's kind of where I'm at with it, too.
South Carolina or Michigan is one of those.
You think Michigan? Oregon,
yeah, for some reason.
I didn't think Michigan was that involved because I hadn't heard a lot. And then now you're talking about Harbaugh maybe leaving, too. So.
Yeah, well, see, if Harbaugh leaves, then, yeah, you could kind of count Michigan out. But he was feeling Michigan, like really, really feeling them. So, Oregon trying to jump in and, you know, do their little thing there. But I doubt he goes that far out west. To Oregon. Again, I still say South Carolina's most likely the ending spot for him.
Or Maryland.
I haven't really heard much from Maryland.
See, I think that's who I think is probably my three is I think Carolina, Maryland, Oregon is my 1, 2, 3. Maryland's hometown, so he'd be close to back to his people. Loxley was actually, to my understanding, Mike Loxley was the first one to introduce the idea of him playing offense, is my understanding as well. So you factor that in, a dark horse, but I think they're there. I think they're there. So let's see. Real quick, and we're going to slide. You had the announcement of the seven-story football-only facility. Staying here, you know, supposed to be that five. I mean, boy, up with it. Looking good with it. If you're mad, I understand that, too.
They going to be really mad when that thing go up, boy.
Man, they said the practice facility, they said our field is too short. So Mario came in and said, yeah. Y'all knock them walls down, bro. The field got to be 100. So that's happening, man. I know. It's cool, little bro. All that shit you've been talking is paying off, finally. Yeah, so all of the talks of the – and let me tell you, I love it because you can practice on 70 fucking yards of football. Sorry, you can. It's practice. But, hey, if it makes y'all feel better – we're going to go ahead and stretch that thing on out, man. We're going to go ahead and do the 100, man. You know what I'm saying? We weren't going to do it, but you know what? You thought it was a money thing, so now we're going to do that. So, cool.
Crazy thing is, for the time that we were going to practice, they never practiced inside at all.
Yeah.
They never practiced inside.
So inside, like, yeah, and the inside, like, facility.
Which I go
right, because you want the advantage. Program. You want the advantage, and Mario's old school, right? So you want the advantage of that South Florida heat and humidity to be on your team side. So the indoor was only for when we can't practice outside. Number one, it's not to be the regular practice facility. And we're just practicing. 70 yards is enough for practice, man. But, hey, whatever. We're going to go ahead and kick the walls down 100. And thank you very much. Anything else you want to tease us about, go ahead. Because they're kicking the bread out now, so
I better keep quiet, boy. Cause y'all, ain't funny no more. Kept talking about, guess what?
They just knocking up all the jokes off.
It's popping
joke
up
by joke. Anyways, the facility looks architecturally to be gorgeous,
man. This
palm trees on the inside.
Beautiful.
Y'all got that?
Beautiful.
Y'all boys ain't got no calm. Y'all ain't got no palm trees on.
Beautiful,
the
man.
You ain't got no palm trees on the outside.
They finna have. They finna have the skylines.
On, man,
the
listen,
top, man.
172,000 square foot. Seven stories, like I mentioned before. Supposed to have spas and float tanks. I don't even know what the NIL suite is, but you don't either. And you're going to find out soon. That's on there. It's on the list. There's a rooftop terrace. Okay? So go catch the vibes, man. Catch the sun, the water. Get some meditation and peace in. They got red light therapy. What is red light therapy, D-Rob? I don't know either, bro. That's my point. But it's going to be.
I'll tell you what it sounds like.
I know what the red light district is.
Yeah, boy.
We're going to have a golf simulator, man. It's going to be up. And they're going to say, golf. Like, them boys can't relax. And I do think that's for the coaches more than the kids. But whatever. Anyway, man, don't let them haters say nothing Don't let him get away with it. Let him say it, whatever, but don't let him get away with it. They full of shit. Things are looking up. Thank y'all for coming back, man. Hanging out with us. Like I said, we worked out some logistics things that end up being more of a problem than we originally thought it would be. Like,
hey, you say red light therapy. That is, man, they finna get some NFL type stuff in there, man.
Oh, yeah. It's out.
They finna get some old, some professional.
Get your money up, stuff. Man. Then you won't be there, man. But before we, that's all it is.
Before we get out, you know, it's still a whole lot of naysayers talk about money McClain.
Oh, I did forget that. Yeah, we'll wrap on this. I forgot about that.
Like the little homie ain't coming down to South Florida. I mean, I could go ahead and uncross him. He good. He's good. I call him Hurricane McClain. He's good.
You heard it here first. And I wasn't worried no way. Say right now, I think he's a talent. At the end of the day, I'll be real, I'm old school. The theatrics bother me a little bit, but I can tell you this.
Let me say something real quick. A lot of
go.
The actions bothered him, but what did he do outside of not signing? He didn't do a bunch of interviews. He ain't been trolling. He ain't been doing nothing that these other kids do. When they did an interview, he said Miami. When he did this, he's you could tell on his face, like, man, I'm tired of them asking me, like, basically all these questions about my recruitment. The kid tired of the recruitment. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he ain't retweeting other people's stuff. He's not saying all this. Oh, it's a whole bunch. He's not doing none of that. You know? So it's like, I mean, I don't see why people were upset. I mean, whatever the situation is on why he didn't sign and all the other type of stuff, it done got figured out, or however the case may be, they took care of it. Kid gonna sign, ain't nothing changed. It's just that these people keep pushing this narrative. Oh, Prime, my sources are telling me Prime. How you switch, how you put your pick on Colorado, then 2 weeks later, you switch it to Miami. But then in the same breath, like a day before that, you said, oh, my source tell me that he's definitely not signing with Miami. Like, come on, man. Like, it's a bunch of bullshit.
My sources told me whatever I want to hear, too. You know what I mean? That's how the game go, baby. So you heard it from X. Money's coming. Like I said, I appreciate your point, brother. I'm a little old school. I'm not into as much theatrics in general. And I said it, and I'll repeat it before. I'm not sure he's ready to leave home just yet. So I think that plays in our favor as well in this situation. Sometimes it could be a situation where, and this is no shot at him or his family. Sometimes you end up with kids that are being a little bit coddled, a little bit overprotected. You know, moms could be that special with their sons. All right. Because Kamani didn't even put the tweet out. His mama did. That bothers me a tad. I'm not going to lie. I want him to start becoming a bit more of himself as a young man, regardless if he signs with Miami or whatever. But
I think, you know, mom, because mom knows him. Mom knows how nervous and how it affects him, you know, about the decision, how everybody keep asking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So she could be being protected. Like, well, and that's what I mean too, right? So
let me step in because I know you're not ready for this.
She's protecting
her
son.
You know what I'm saying? So
and again, is, man. That's fine with me. That's why I said he may need to stay home a little bit longer to get to a little bit more of a growth and maturity phase in his life, to get a little more independent and become more a little bit more of a young man. And that's that process can go very differently for a lot of different people. But X say he coming, he's still gonna be in a class. So that's dope. I kinda hope we get Nicholas Harbor just so we can extra shit on the competition, even though I don't think he's coming. But then we get another 5-star and it's just like, damn, man, we got you. How many y'all got? Oh, okay. Damn. How many y'all? Damn, that's crazy. Oh my God. So we'll see. We'll watch that situation, man. I personally, am I worried? No. I do think he signs, but even if he didn't, I just don't care no more. I think we did a great job regardless. If he doesn't sign, we go from 4 to 7, I think. 6 or 7, whatever that.
Yeah,
I can live with that. After a 5-7 season, I'm okay. that's quite all right with your boy. But hey man, thank y'all for rocking out with us. We're gonna go ahead and get up out of here for this evening. Any shout outs? I want to make sure anybody has anything they want to say real quick. Go ahead and get it out.
Shouts out to all the fans, man, for sticking with us. I know y'all been waiting for us to jump back on, man. We back. We gonna be back a lot more. Shouts out to all my Footballville, Caneville fans.
No doubt. Great group over there.
And just, you know, what's up? We here, man.
Keep on pushing. That's what's up, man. Yeah, thank y'all for everybody who's listening right now, tuning in. Tell you people we back. We offer our most sincere apologies about the fall off, but we here. Shout out my boy D-Rob for hanging in there with us, man. Stepping in the paint.
Appreciate you, man.
And holding us down. Measy had to get up out of here.
Shout out to the super producer.
Chef Maul, definitely. Yeah, Maul couldn't pull up tonight, but by the time y'all hear this, he gonna put his magic touch on that, get everything chopped up, cleaned Maul up.
Probably and, in that thing cooking some oxtails right now.
What? Oxtails sounds so good right now. I'm starving. All right, let's get out of here because I'm hungry as hell. I just said,
well, I'm about to go grab me some food.
What? I'm starving, dog. It's morning. Love, sure. Man. Hey, love, peace. We'll see y'all next week. We up out. What?
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.